from the Maryland News Network. This is High School Sports Line, powered by County Sports Zone. Over the next hour, we'll bring you the latest high school sports news and discussions from around the state. Now, here's Glenn Clark.
Welcome into High School Sports Line, powered by County Sports Zone on the Maryland News Network. I'm Glenn Clark. He's Wick Eisenberg. And Wick, the road to Annapolis has finally come to fruition. We have eight teams for four state championship games this weekend in Annapolis. Before we get to that, let's relive how we got here, the state semifinals from the past week. Let's go over those games to start things off. And I don't know where you want to start with these. Do you just want to go level by level?
Yeah, let's just go level by level. Let's start at the 1A level. We were able to have Fort Hill and Lackey. Now, this ended up probably being the game of the weekend here.
Yeah.
34-33 in favor of Fort Hill in overtime. This was a wild game. There were multiple blocked kicks involved. It came down to the very last play. Fort Hill started with the ball in overtime. They were able to go down and score. Lackey got their chance in overtime. The Lackey was able to go and score, and then they figured they'd go for it. Go for it on two. You know, we're either going to state or we're not. We're going to put it in our own hands here. And unfortunately for Lackey, they weren't able to find the end zone on that one. But for Fort Hill, that means that they're in the state title game again, and it means that they're going to be going for the fifth straight state championship here for them, and that would be a state record.
On the other side, a school that's got some pedigree, who's been there before, but it's been a little bit, in Dunbar.
Yeah, Dunbar 52-27 over Havre de Grace. A great result for Dunbar. It was really the first game that they had been tested in the postseason so far. Havre de Grace was a worthy opponent for them today, but too much firepower from the Poets to be able to pull away here. And this is going to be a great matchup. We're going to talk about it later in the show, but the 1A is going to be very good this year.
At the 2A level, the Cinderella story comes to an end for Harford Tech.
Yeah, 16-9 Gwent Park over Harford Tech. I think a lot of people, if you had told them at the beginning of the year, yeah, Harford Tech's going to win their region and lose a heartbreaker in the state semifinal, a lot of them would have been like, there's no way that's going to happen. They've never had a winning season before. Ended up being just an amazing year for the Cobras. That was their first loss of the year. They couldn't unlock that Gwent Park defense, but very few have been able to this year. And for Gwent Park, this is a program that also is not your traditional power. I don't believe they hadn't had a double-digit win season since 2013. So this is not a team that's used to being this far either, but they certainly have a big test coming up on Saturday.
Well, that's because no controversy this time. Damascus marches on.
Yeah, Damascus rolled through Glen Elg 42-7 here, and it wasn't very close from the beginning. I mean, Damascus is just a force of nature. They really are just at a different level than most teams in the state. They've won the last two 3A state championships, so they're looking to add a 2A state championship to their very extensive trophy collection. But they're going to have it's going to be tough for Damascus. Like we said, Gwent Park has a very, very good defense. We'll talk about it later in the show, but I'm looking forward to that matchup as well.
Two lopsided games at the 3A level. How did Milford Mill and Linganore get to Thursday's state championship game?
Yeah, starting with Milford Mill, they were the top seed in the tournament, 33-6 over Longreach. Now, this ends a great run for Longreach. They've had a fantastic season. This is their first ever regional title in school history. And looks like the moment was just a little too big for them. Plus, Milford Mill has just got so many weapons working for them right now. This is the first time that Milford Mill will be making the state championship since 1987. So it's been a while for the Millers. It's been so long that their head coach, Reggie White, was actually a player on
that
year's team. Yeah, so we're going to talk with him a little later in the show.
But, that's right.
And he's just a fantastic player, fantastic coach. But anyway, they're going to be going up against a very difficult Linganore team. And I feel like a lot of people thought Linganore-Oxon Hill had the potential to be the game of the week. Really close. These are two battle-tested teams coming out of Prince George's and Frederick. It didn't turn out to be that at all. Linganore was able to pull away 51-14 here. Didn't really make it much of a contest. They were ahead by a lot at halftime. So this is going to be a great matchup, Linganore and Milford Mill.
And two more blowouts at the 4A level. Tell me about how Wise and Quince Orchard punched their tickets for Friday night.
Yeah, Wise beat Howard 42-7. This is something that has happened the last couple of years. These two teams have met up, and Howard hasn't been really able to put a dent in Wise yet. And then at Quince Orchard was able to get past North Point 40-21, and much like Longreach, this was North Point's first ever appearance in the state semifinal round. So it ends a great season for North Point, but they will not be able to make the state championship.
So a special show this week. We're going to go segment by segment talking up each state championship game. And we'll start with the 3A level next, because that's the first one on Thursday night, as you mentioned. Milford Mill coach Reggie White will join us when we come back in to preview their game against Linganore. That's next. This is the state championship preview edition of High School Sports Line, powered by County Sports Zone, and it continues right here on the Maryland News Network.
The sports talk continues with High School Sports Line, powered by County Sports Zone, on the Maryland News Network.
Back in here on High School Sports Line, Glenn and Wick with you on the Maryland News Network. And Wick, as we start diving into previews of state finals, the first one is on Thursday night. It is the 3A title game, and it sees Milford Mill take on Linganore. Now joining us here on High School Sports Line is the coach of the Millers. He is Reggie White, and he joins us now. Coach, it's Glenn and Wick. It's so good to talk to you. Thank you for taking a couple of minutes for us this week, and congratulations on being in the state title game.
Hey guys, I appreciate you guys having me, and thank you so much. We've been working hard to get back here. It's been 30 years, so we're excited about this, and I'm looking forward to playing against a great Coach Linganore team.
Well, there's no doubt about that. Hey, Coach, just take me through what this means to you and to your program to have reached a state championship game.
Well, you know, I'll tell you what, to me, it's really a super special deal. You know, I was on the state championship team that we the only one we have in 87. And to come back and coach this team 30 years later and to be able to try to go grab another one, it's really big for me. It's huge for this school, the community. It's just putting a light on Milford, which is a great light. And, you know, sometimes we don't always get a good light. And this is bringing great press to the school and the community.
Hey, Coach, it is Wick here. So I know you've been there for a long time, and I'm curious because Milford Mill has always been a winning program since you've been there, always been in and around. I know you guys have won a couple regional titles before this, but what makes this year's group different than years past? What makes this year's team a little bit, you know, able to get over that hump to get to this state championship game?
Well, I've been asked that question quite a lot, and the only thing I can come up with is that the pieces of the puzzle fit together. You know, I have some teams that were, you know, we could run the ball. I had some teams whose defense was stout and teams who this and that, but this team just seems to have three good phases and all the pieces just fit together at the right time. So what's different from this team? I just would say that we got all three phases working together in harmony at the right time.
And let's talk about a couple of those pieces. I know one guy that has had a huge postseason for you is Desmond Schell. Tell me a little bit about Desmond and what makes him a special player.
Number six, Desmond Schell. He's quiet. He's humble. He's fun to be around. You know, you catch him dancing at practice, but when that daggone whistle blows and he just turns on to a fireball, both offensively, defensively, and special teams, he's always around the ball. He's got, his football IQ must be out of the world. He works hard in the weight room and in the classroom, and then it just shows on the field. He's smart. He knows where to be. He knows how to set up blocks as a running back, as a punt returner. And defensively, I can send him off the edge. I can put him in coverage. You know, he does it all. He's a pleasure to have.
He is Milford Mill head coach Reggie White, and he joins us here on High School Sports Line as he's getting ready for the 3A state final on Thursday night against Linganore. Coach, you know, you're somebody who has a lot of experience in big games. You've played in a state championship game. You've been a part of a Super Bowl team. You've done a lot of these things. How much
yes,
do you?
Yes, I have. Yeah. I have. I've been blessed.
Right? How much do you use those experiences this week as you're preparing your team for this game?
Well, what I can remember from 87, I try to tell them. But the main thing I tell them about, like, Super Bowls and conference championships in college and things like that, is that they don't come around often. And, you know, you got some guys that are in the National Football League that never been to the playoffs, let alone never made it to the Super Bowl. I mean, you got kids that go 5 years of college and never seen the bowl game. So I said, this type of stuff doesn't come around often. I said, embrace it. live it, remember it, and understand that we want to make the best of this opportunity, because we never know how far between that we'll get a chance to play in a game like this.
And Coach, I'm curious, as Glenn alluded to, you've played in a lot of big games, you've coached in some big games. Do you have any more, or were you more nervous as a player or as a coach heading into this? It's a little different when you're a coach. Any different?
Is it wreck as a coach?
You're a wreck as a coach. How's this week prep going?
As a player, I was like, well, hey, I can kind of determine the outcome of this thing by the way I play, and I was really confident in that. And even though I'm confident in these kids, I am a wreck as a coach. I get nervous. You know, I'm on edge. You know, the kids say, don't come around coach on Thursday or Friday. Just leave them alone, because I get a little tight around there. But, yeah, I trust my kids, but I still get nervous and, you know, way more as a coach than a player.
Yeah, and looking at your guys' results this year, the one that stands out to me and has to be the catalyst for all this, I would have to think, would be Franklin. That was such a big result for you guys. I know it's a big rivalry. They'd had your number for a couple years before this year. How big was that for this team to really believe that they could take the next step and go a little further than they had in years past?
That was huge. Since 2012, we beat them at home for the regional championship, and since then we hadn't beat them. So we're talking 5 years or 4 or 5 years, and then we probably played them twice every year. So it was just an insurmountable mountain to climb. And once we got over it, I mean, we always felt as though our athletes match the athletes. Our line match that line, you know. Coaching strength, scheme. I always thought it was something mental, you know. I reached back and called a lot of my college coaches and said, what is this mental block that my team has, or do I have it? But once we got over that, it was excellent. And I remember those kids celebrating. And then I told the reporters that were out there, I said, this is no disrespect towards Franklin. And, you know, no disrespect. I know it's just one game, but I said, we're going to celebrate because we haven't been here in a long time. And so I told the kids to have fun that day. You know, they did. And it kind of catapulted us on, it boosted our confidence. And we're just trying to ride this wave all the way through Thursday night.
What do you know about Linganore, Coach?
Oh, they're well coached. Rick Connor, he has a history. I mean, look up his history by himself. He's awesome. Then you got number 10, 23, 33, quarterback number 3. I mean, they got players all over the field. The tight end number 6, you know. We've been studying film all week, but they're going to be well coached. They're very disciplined on defense. And, you know, they run their power game well. So, fullback trap power game. We know what they run, of course. We've been watching that film. They have a few wrinkles for us. And we're just going to try to prepare ourselves to stop them and capitalize on any kind of advantages that they might give us.
And, Coach, I mean, we've talked about how big this would be for your program and how big it would be for your players. But just the community in general, how big has this whole event been embraced by Milford Mill? And what kind of crowd do you expect on Thursday for the Millers?
Well, I'll tell you, I mean, as of now, I believe we got like 5 buses going down, which is unheard of at Milford. You know, you got a cheerleader bus, a band bus, of course your team bus, a fan bus. They got an alumni bus. You know, everybody in this neighborhood and this community, you know, from the delegates to the county executive, Kevin Kamenetz, they've been supporting us with our revitalization of getting our turf 2 years ago. We're getting lights this year and things like that. So everybody's been supporting us, and now we got a chance as this football team to show how much we appreciate your support by just going out here and playing hard as we can.
He is Coach Reggie White. Milford Mill takes on Linganore for the 3A title Thursday night in Annapolis. Coach, we wish you nothing but the best of luck. Really appreciate you taking the time to join us here in High School Sports Line.
Hey, Glenn, Wick, I appreciate you guys having me. Thanks so much. Guys, always been supporting.
Appreciate Coach jumping on with us. All right, Wick, now let's look at the other side of the 3A title game, the first of our four, and that is the Lancers of Linganore. Give me a quick rundown. How did they get there? What do we need to know about Linganore?
Yeah, Linganore's had a really strong season, obviously, to be able to get this far. They finished 8-2 in the regular season, which was good enough for the number two spot in the 3A West. Their only losses came to Walkersville and Oakdale, who are two fantastic teams out of Frederick County, and I really think it shows how strong Frederick County is, that this is a team that suffered a couple losses during the regular season that is still such a force when it comes to the statewide perspective. In the playoffs, they were able to beat Blake 27-12. Then they got past Westminster, who was the top seed in the 3A West, 16-14. And then finally, Oxon Hill, 51-14. And the Oxon Hill result really stands out to me. That was a battle-tested group from Prince George's County. A lot of people expected that to be a one-score game, you know, maybe down to the wire last play type of thing, but instead Linganore just honestly ran away from him, 150-114, and really pulled away. They have a fantastic running back in Devon Butler. He's been their go-to guy all year. He's gone for over 1,000 yards this season and was a real workhorse against Oxon Hill, 105 yards and 3 touchdowns on 18 carries. He's also involved in the passing game too, and he's just a standout leader, just a fantastic guy who you want on your team. They've also been helped by the emergence of another running back, Ben Musselman, a sort of a surprise this year. He had to move up the depth chart after an injury to Zamar Snowden, who had performed extremely well in that sort of number two back role. The sophomore, he's come in and he's really provided a little bit of injection of life here for this Linganore group. He went for over 100 yards and scored twice against Oxon Hill. And then it's also sort of brought all together here by Ryan Lee, their quarterback. He's thrown for over 1,000 yards during the regular season. Capable runner. He opened the scoring against Oxon Hill with an end-around run towards the goal line. He only had to attempt 7 passes against Oxon Hill, completing 4 of them, but 3 of them went for big yardage. 77 yards and 73 yards to Joey Felton were the completions. Then he also had a 47-yard screen to Butler. So a lot more is going to be asked of him, I'm sure, in this game. But I think he'll be able to answer it. And the Lancers, they're a team that's, as Coach White said, they're very well coached, very disciplined, strong on defense. This is going to be a really good matchup. I think about as even a matchup as we're going to see this weekend in the 3A state championship.
Very good. And as you mentioned, County Sports on the only matchup of two teams that were not in state title games a year ago all weekend. So that's pretty cool. Again, that's Thursday night, the first state championship game at the 3A level at Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium in Annapolis. When we come back in, we'll take a look at the next one, the Friday night game, the 4A title game. That's next as we roll along. This is High School Sports Line, powered by County Sports Zone, and it continues right here on the Maryland News Network.
This holiday season, Groupon has something for everyone. Because Groupon has gifts for people who like getting stuff and people who like doing stuff. People who like cookware and people who like restaurants. People who like headphones and people who like concerts. People who like staying in and people who like going out. People who like relaxing in front of a new TV and people who like relaxing at a high-end spa. So whether they like getting stuff or doing stuff, you can find the perfect gift on Groupon. Download the app and save. Groupon.
A Netflix limited series.
I chose him. That is a more powerful bond than being born into it.
He made him a man.
Why did you abandon him?
He never wanted to be.
I heard what he did in Creed.
From writer-director Scott Frank and executive producer Steven Soderbergh.
Hell is gonna follow me wherever I go. Something I gotta finish.
Godless. Welcome to No Man's Land. Only on Netflix.
This holiday season, make the smart choice and switch to Sprint and get a new Samsung Galaxy S8, S8 Plus, Note 8, or S8 Active with 50% off your lease. That's right, the hottest Samsung devices, 50% off. Plus, with Galaxy Forever, you can upgrade to the latest Galaxy anytime after 12 lease payments. And when you switch to Sprint, you get the best price for unlimited. $25 per month per line for a family of 4, plus get a 5th line free. That's 50% off Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile. You also get 10 gigabytes of mobile hotspot in HD, so you can stream your favorite holiday movies, music, and games. So stop by your local Sprint store, sprint.com/holidaydeals, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 to learn more.
Requires 18-month lease and new line savings via monthly credit applied within 2 bills. Early termination results in remaining balance due after 1/31/19. Pay $38 a line per month with autopay. Excludes taxes, surcharges, and roaming. Compared to Verizon Beyond Unlimited rates, AT&T Unlimited Plus plan and T-Mobile One Plus plan for 5 lines. Carrier features differ. Coverage and offer not everywhere. Subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Speed maximums, use rules, and restrictions apply.
The sports talk continues with High School Sports Line, powered by County Sports Zone on the Maryland News Network.
Back in here on High School Sports Line, Glenn and Wick with you. All right, so we got through the 4A, or sorry, we got through the 3A state title game. Now let's move to the 4A state title game. Wick is Friday night at Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium. Quince Orchard takes on the number one seed Wise. Why don't we begin with Quince Orchard? Tell me a little bit first about how it is that they got to the state championship game.
Yeah, Quince Orchard at Wise. I mean, this is first off a rematch from 2016. So these two teams met for the state championship last year, which Wise won in dominating fashion, 42-7. And from Quince Orchard's perspective, everything went wrong in that game. The team did not play up to its potential at all. Doc Bonner, their star quarterback, got hurt in that game and had to go straight to the hospital. I mean, it was just not the type of game that Quince Orchard wanted to have. And so, you know, they're definitely looking to right the ship this go around. In terms of this season, they finished 9-1 with their lone loss being a 42-41 loss in overtime, a thriller against Bullis School from Washington, D.C. Pretty much every other game was won by multiple scores, though, and during the regular season, with the closest being a 38-29 decision against Northwest. They came into the postseason with plenty of momentum. They kept it going. Quince Orchard beat Einstein 62-0 in the first round. Then they got past Northwest 31-20 to win the West region. And then they beat North Point, like we said last week, 40-21. And they've got a lot of key players, but it really starts with Doc Bonner, one of the top quarterbacks in the state. He's really polished and capable of getting multiple receivers involved. He completed passes to six different receivers against North Point, and he threw for 213 yards and two touchdowns. They're going to look for that sort of performance again against this tough Wise defense. But not only can he throw, he can also run. He ran for 112 yards and two scores. And then we even learned not only can he throw, not only can he run, he can catch too. There was a trick play that they ran where Brandon McGonigal, his top wide receiver, switched it up a little bit and threw a touchdown pass to him when he was able to catch and run in there. So this is going to be the final game of his high school career. You know Bonner's going to want to go out on a high note. He's going to need a little help though. Marquez Cooper has been a steady force throughout the regular season for them. He averages 7.12 yards per carry. And it was a breakout game for Cooper in the against North Point, though, in the postseason. 114 yards on 21 carries. He didn't score, but the Cougars kept giving him the ball, and he kept producing, and you know that he's going to have to do that against Wise. And then, as we talked about before, McGonigal is Bonner's top target. He's a sensational athlete that has made it a habit of finding the end zone. He has scored in all but three games this season for Quince Orchard, and he has found the end zone in both playoff games he has played in this year. They've got a lot of weapons. They've got a lot of things to work with here. Quince Orchard is definitely, I think, improved from last year. We'll see how far they've gone.
It's been a while for them since they've won a state championship.
Yeah, it has been a while since 2007. So this isn't a team that is used to winning state titles year in and year out. They have a great head coach in John Kelly, and this would be their third state championship triumph if they were able to win it. But yeah, this is a team that is a consistent winner. It has been the entire time under Kelly. Will they be able to unlock, you know, Wise and figure this out? I mean, that's a totally different story. But this is a team that I think is vastly improved, and I do expect it to be a much better game and a lot more competitive than it was last year.
Well, what you're referring to is on the flip side, as we're previewing the 4A state championship game on Friday night, and that is the fact that Dr. Henry A. Wise is just an absolute powerhouse.
There's a couple teams in this state that are at different levels, I feel like, than what every other team in this state is operating at, and Wise is one of these teams. I mean, how did they get here? I know that's how you asked me with Quince Orchard. How did Wise get here? They just pretty much blew everyone out in their path. I mean, that's essentially what they've been doing, is winning in lopsided fashion. They aren't just aiming for their third straight state title, but their third straight undefeated season. That's a 41-game win streak they have going right now.
Is that good?
That's pretty good.
I have a Perry Hall education, so I don't know everything. But I think 41 straight wins, you're looking for that.
You're looking for that, and it's mostly lopsided wins, and the state title performances show this. They've won their last two state titles by a combined score of 97-13. It's just, they're on another planet right now, and it doesn't matter. They keep graduating people, key players, and it doesn't matter. More ones slide through. This team is no different. There's tons of talent. D1 players all over the roster on this team. Even guys who don't play that extensively are going to be probably playing Division I level. They are that good. For me, it starts with John Moo Moo Oliver, one of the best names.
I feel like we talked about him a little bit. Yeah.
He's been sensational all through high school, and he's hurtling towards his final game with plenty of momentum. He ran for 134 yards and four scores against Howard in the semifinal. Simply put, the Lions just could not find a way to slow him down. He's rushed for 1,222 yards and 20 touchdowns this season, averaging 7.9 yards per carry. Now, something I think is really important to note when we're going to be listing all of these stats here for the Wise players is not only it should be noted that most of their players get subbed out early. I mean, these are blowout games that they're playing in here, and so this is damage that they're doing probably with maybe maybe three quarters during a more competitive game.
It's terrifying.
They don't have to do that. I mean, they haven't had to do as much, but one reason they're here, I strongly believe, is Quentin Williams, their quarterback. Jabari Lewis was their quarterback for the last 2 years, the last two state titles. Just a sensational player. And there was sort of a question mark coming into this year. Okay, Wise is going to have plenty of talent. Will their quarterback play hold them back, though? And Williams has just made sure that that hasn't been a problem at all.
Yeah, no doubt about that. We're previewing the 4A state title game here on High School Sports Line. Part of the reason for that, though, is because of all of the talent that he has to throw the football.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, he's been excellent. The junior in 2017, 1,825 yards, 27 touchdowns to just two interceptions. How he handles playing on the biggest stage in Maryland high school football, though, I think will be a big indicator in this game if Quince Orchard will be able to rattle him and get to him a little bit, because a lot of his teammates are experienced at playing at this level, but he hasn't done that quite yet. So how he handles the spotlight will be very interesting.
Now, tell me about those receivers.
Now, those receivers, there's a lot of them. There's a lot of them. I mean, there's two highly sought-after receivers by colleges at Wise, A.J. Litton and Isaiah Hazel. Litton, the senior, has had the bigger season. Now, if you are Quentin Williams and it's like, oh, which Division I bound receiver am I going to throw to? It's a pretty good problem to have. But Litton's really been his guy. He's been a constant threat all year, 472 yards receiving and seven touchdowns. Once again, a reminder that a lot of these stats are due to half-game performances.
It's remarkable, yeah.
To lead, but he's leading the Pumas in both areas this season. And four catches for 59 yards and a touchdown against Howard. He'll be another key figure for Wise. Like I said, they have a lot of weapons. Hazel is another one that is definitely going to look to try to get involved. Dimitri Morcell on defense has been excellent as well with six interceptions. And that's something I feel like that gets overlooked a lot. I mean, this is a defense on Wise that they might not have a lot of individual standouts here, but it's a really high-functioning group that shuts down teams very easily and very quickly. So they're going to have a big test, though. Like I said, Bonner is a sensational quarterback. He's great at getting everybody involved. You never know quite what he's going to do. They were able to do it last year, but you know he's been working towards this all year, and if he'll be able to make a big jump, we'll see.
No doubt about that. Again, the Pumas go for their third straight state title on Friday night as they take on Quince Orchard in the 4A championship game at Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium. County Sports Zone provides schedules, scores, and standings for public high schools across Maryland. Get scores from every game every night by 11 p.m. Varsity, junior varsity, freshmen, never miss the score with County Sports Zone. And of course, Wick Eisenberg, you're available at countysportszone.com. I don't mean you physically, but what it is that you have to say about high school sports is everybody can read the Wikipedia blog.
Yeah,
correct?
Go check out the Wikipedia. I did not come up with the name myself. Of course, that was my two bosses, Ed Waldman and Roger Kaplan. But yeah, if you want to check out where my writing is, the Wikipedia, you just go to County Sports Zone, and it's one of the top tabs at the top. There's going to be my preview up there for all of these state final football games. We're going to have a little bit other information about attending the event as well. So it's definitely a good spot to check out if you're interested in high school sports. And for me, I would love it if you went there and looked at it.
Very cool. All right. So we are halfway through. We have previewed the 3A title game and the 4A title game. Next up, we take a look at the 1A state championship on Saturday afternoon. This is High School Sports Line, powered by County Sports Zone, and it continues on the Maryland News Network.
This holiday season, make the smart choice and switch to Sprint and get a new Samsung Galaxy S8, S8 Plus, Note 8, or S8 Active with 50% off your lease. That's right, the hottest Samsung devices, 50% off. Plus, with Galaxy Forever, you can upgrade to the latest Galaxy anytime after 12 lease payments. And when you switch to Sprint, you get the best price for unlimited. $25 per month per line for a family of four, plus get a fifth line free. That's 50% off Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile. You also get 10 gigabytes of mobile hotspot in HD, so you can stream your favorite holiday movies, music, and games. So stop by your local Sprint store, sprint.com/holidaydeals, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 to learn more.
requires 18-month lease and new line savings via monthly credit applied within 2 bills. Early termination results and remaining balance due after 1/31/19. Pay $38 a line per month with auto pay. Excludes taxes, surcharges, and roaming. Compared to Verizon Beyond Unlimited rates, AT&T Unlimited Plus plan and T-Mobile One Plus plan for 5 lines. Carrier features differ. Coverage and offer not everywhere. Subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Speed maximums, use rules, and restrictions apply.
Liberty Mutual presents Worry-Free Music Moments. Switching to Liberty Mutual could save you $782 on the perfect home and auto insurance for your needs, so you can feel good about the family budget and the massage you're about to treat yourself to.
This is awesome.
Get a quote at libertymutual.com. You can leave worry behind when Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide survey of new customers, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company.
I'm back. That little voice inside your head. I know you're busy taking care of business and all, but seriously, you need to know about all the Cyber Week deals at Office Depot Office Max. All week long, get up to 60% off select furniture and seating, and 50% off a wireless Epson printer, just $49.99. Plus, even more Cyber Week deals at OfficeDepot.com. Go ahead, you deserve it. Office Depot, Office Max.
Taking care of business.
Offers end 12/2, while supplies last.
The Sports Talk continues with High School Sports Line, powered by County Sports Zone on the Maryland News Network.
Glenn and Wick with you. If you're just joining us, we are doing a very special edition of High School Sports Line this week as we are going in-depth on this week's 4 state championship football games in Annapolis at Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium. We've already gone through the 3A title game and the 4A title games. Now we've gotten to Saturday.
The doubleheader.
The doubleheader, Saturday afternoon and Saturday evening, these two games that are left. We will start with Saturday afternoon and the 1A state championship between the 2-seed Dunbar and the 1-seed Fort Hill. Wick, why don't we start with some of the history between these programs and just the dominance for these programs at the 1A level?
Yeah, I mean, these are, for me, in the last few years, the programs at the 1A state level. Incredible histories from both programs. Starting with Fort Hill, they've won the last 4 state titles. They faced Dunbar here. The last team to win the 1A state championship, that wasn't Fort Hill.
Right.
And it wasn't because Dunbar wasn't, you know, able to get there. It was because they were competing at the 2A level. So this is going to be really interested to see if Fort Hill can continue their dominance here. But these two programs have combined to win 11 1A state titles since 2004. So the Poets are bringing 7 of them to the table here, and Fort Hill has won the last 4. For me, these are two of the also just winningness programs as well. Dunbar has the most playoff wins in Maryland state history with 55, but Fort Hill's not far behind. They have 51 right now. So both teams are looking to continue that going here and to further their histories here. It's really cool. I always love it when two programs, there's two things. I always love it when it's two new programs coming into it and they're both looking to try to win in a while. And we've talked about that with Linganore and Milford Mill. But then I also kind of like it when you get two traditional powers here and they have them square off and you just see who's better. And this is exactly what that is. You know, starting with Dunbar, which this is a team that, you know, almost beat Walkersville last year in the 2A state playoffs, came very close to doing it. And of course, Walkersville went on to be a dominant winner in the final and then have a really good season this year as well. So Dunbar was very close to beating them. And like I said, they traditionally dominated this level. 7 state titles from 2004 to 2012, including 3 in a row before moving to 2A. But in terms of how they got here, it's kind of interesting. This group, Dunbar, opened with a loss to Allegheny, 49-42. Now, that's Fort Hill's main rival. So you know that Fort Hill's going to be able to, you know, should have some information about this Dunbar team that should be able to help them here from their pals over in Allegheny. But they've won every game since then. And for me, the big regular season results include 16-13 win over Potomac. Potomac had a really nice group this year that lost a heartbreaker in the playoffs to Northern from Calvert County, who I really thought could have gone a little bit deeper. But Potomac was a very nice team. And then 38-13 over Mervo. That's never easy to do considering how talented Mervo is, but also that's a 1A school beating a 4A school. So it's that doesn't happen too often. Yeah, so for me, I think those are the big standout results. And then in the playoffs, they weren't heavily tested either. Until this past round, they won their first 2 games 48-0 both times over Chesapeake from Baltimore County and then Lewis. And then they were able to beat Havre de Grace 52-27. And it should be noted that Havre de Grace is the team that had made the last 2 1A state titles that had lost to Fort Hill.
Going through for the Poets, give me a couple of the key players who are going to be difference makers in Saturday's championship game.
Yeah, starting for them, I go with running back Alfonso Graham. Now, he can make an impact both on offense and defense. He's just remarkably dynamic. He touches the ball, and you feel like he has a chance to score straight away. He can really score at any point. He had 12 attempts for 191 yards and two scores against Havre de Grace. I mean, they just couldn't stop him. The Warriors weren't able to get in front of him and bring him down. But he also torched Lewis on the defensive side of the ball. I feel like he's shown both sides of his game here in the postseason. He had three big interceptions, two of which he returned for touchdowns against Lewis. So he's just a really good player who, whenever he gets the ball, has a chance to score. You also got to talk a little bit about quarterback Jared Lewis. He's done a great job creating plays with his arms and his legs. He gets multiple receivers involved in two. He completed 15 of 26 passes for 268 yards, and he threw three touchdowns to three different receivers against Havre de Grace. Raquan Walker, Sean Tolbert, Malik McCormick. He's got a lot of different guys to work with, and he likes to be able to get everybody involved here. And that's also including Graham, who also gets involved in the passing game a little bit as well. His top guy for me, though, is Walker, Raquan Walker. He's coming off a great game this year, one of the best he's had, and he sort of has the hot hand going into the state playoff game. He had a 24-yard touchdown reception, but he, much like Graham, was able to get involved in the defensive side of things as well. Two interceptions in the second quarter, which really helped the Poets pull away from Havre de Grace. It was towards the end of the first half. It was pretty close up to that point. And then Walker was able to step up with two interceptions, and the Poets were able to turn it into points. So that was sort of the big, he sort of had the big plays against Havre de Grace, and he'll definitely need to keep it going if they're going to top Fort Hill.
Let's look at Coach Lawrence Smith and his Dunbar side. Now let's go to the other side of this championship game at the 1A level Saturday as we're previewing the state title games today on High School Sports Line. This Sentinels team from Fort Hill, they have a chance to do something that's never been done before.
Yeah, no one's ever won five straight titles, in a row. And if they do that here, then that's pretty much unprecedented. And as you can guess, this is a team, as we talked about, with a lot of history, but this is really the golden age for them here. It's never been quite this good. Four straight state titles, it's pretty amazing. Five's never been done. So not just this title is on the line, but a chance at history is. But one thing I feel like we need to talk about here is that in these last few years, these four straight state title years, a lot of the times Fort Hill's just kind of rolled over people, steamrolled them. They haven't really been tested a whole lot, minus the occasional game here and there, honestly, with Allegheny. But otherwise, they really haven't been tested at the state level. That hasn't been the case this season. This is a team that's lost one game this year. Most of the time, they've been going through undefeated. They lost this year to a very good team, Friendship Collegiate Academy out of Washington, D.C., so that is no shame in that loss, but I mean, Jesus, it doesn't happen often that they win games. They also had a tough game, as we profiled earlier this year, with a team from Florida, Melbourne Central Catholic, 44-42. So you can look at it, and then into the playoffs, it didn't change. I mean, they were able to wallop Southern Garrett 48-6, but then Allegheny they beat 21-20 in the regional final. They barely got past them, and then Lackey, that's a game we talked about earlier this podcast, where it was 34-33 in overtime. Most years, Fort Hill steamrolls everybody en route to the championship, but it's just been far more battle tested this year. So you can look at it a couple ways: either they're weaker this year, or they're just tougher this year. They've never had to deal with this before. So I'm very curious to see, and I think a lot of people are curious to see how Fort Hill responds to Dunbar.
That is interesting, right? That this is not something they've been through, is really being tested. And obviously they're facing a far different opponent in Dunbar. And it's not to take anything away from Havre de Grace the last couple of years, but this is a different world in a state championship game.
Yeah. And also, I mean, they graduated a lot of that talent from those groups that won those state titles. So it's a little bit of a newer group. But for me, I mean, until it happens, I'm just going to, you know,
sure.
It's hard to bet against Fort Hill.
I hear you.
I really don't bet. I don't like betting against Fort Hill.
Not that we're betting on any of this.
Yeah, not that we're betting on any of this.
We wouldn't do that.
But yeah, I mean, it's hard to bet against them in that wing T offense. I mean, they've done it for years.
Yeah.
They're so experienced. They're so drilled mentally as well, physically. This is just a tough group, and it's going to be a really good game.
Okay, quickly take me through some of the players that we need to know for Fort Hill.
Yeah, Braden Poling is where I'm going to start with, a linebacker and a running back, and he's just a running back, and he's just a physical presence everywhere. Physical running back. He's also a big hitter on defense. And he got All-State last year as a linebacker. So he's really a talented guy. And it's sort of like I kind of view it as he's a linebacker who sort of moonlights as a running back as well. But he does a very good job at it. 12 carries, 106 yards. He also caught passes in regulation as well. And on defense, he made a huge stop against Allegheny in the 1A West final, which sort of kept them from being able to break through and get into the state championship round here. So, I mean, this is really just the go-to guy for him. And then Troy Banks has also been great for them, a running back. He's been sort of their go-to guy, if you will. 16 attempts for 90 yards against Lackey. So a little bit of a quieter game from him, but he's gone for over 1,000 yards. He's dynamic. He's very tough to beat and bring down. And then Braden Askins comes in with a ton of momentum. He blocked 3 kicks against Lackey, including blocking what would have been the winning kick for Lackey in regulation. So he's definitely somebody that Dunbar is going to want to keep an eye on, particularly on special teams. But he also got it done on defense. He was able to come up with the big tackle during Lackey's 2-point attempt in overtime. He was all over the place, and if he's able to do that again on Saturday, he's going to be quite the legend out in Cumberland.
Yeah, no doubt about that. All right, that's Coach Todd Appel and Fort Hill as they take on Dunbar Saturday afternoon in the 1A state title game. We have one more state championship game to take a look at. That's the 2A title game. We'll do that next. This football season, get the latest MPSSAA schedules, brackets, and more at countysportszone.com. This is High School Sports Line, powered by County Sports Zone, and it continues right here on the Maryland News Network.
Greece is cheap,
but the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-222-0511. 800-222-0511. 800-222-0511. Again, that's 800-222-0511.
A Netflix limited series.
I chose him. There is a more powerful bond than being born into it.
He made him a man.
Why did you abandon him?
He never wanted to be.
I heard what he did in Creed.
From writer-director Scott Frank and executive producer Steven Soderbergh.
Hell is gonna follow me wherever I go. Something I gotta finish.
Godless. Welcome to No Man's Land. Only on Netflix.
Liberty Mutual presents worry-free music moments. Switching to Liberty Mutual could save you $782 on the perfect home and auto insurance for your needs, so you can feel good about the family budget and the massage you're about to treat yourself to.
This is awesome.
Get a quote at libertymutual.com. You can leave worry behind when Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide survey of new customers, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company.
The sports talk continues with High School Sports Line, powered by County Sports Zone on the Maryland News Network.
Final segment of High School Sports Line. Glenn and Wick with you on the Maryland News Network. All right, Wick Eisenberg, we've gotten through three of them. There's one more to go. Saturday night, the last state championship game of the weekend in Annapolis. It's the 2A title game as Gwynn Park takes on Damascus. I guess let's start with just Damascus and... Holy smokes, right?
Like, yeah. I mean, what have they not done? Yeah.
We talked about powerhouses. They certainly fit that bill.
They're up there with Wise and Fort Hill for me. I mean, these are the three teams. Those are the three teams that have been able to dominate the football scene here at various levels. So for me, Damascus fits right in there with Fort Hill as well as Wise. But they're looking to win their third straight state title. And they've won their last 41 contests. Actually, exactly what Wise has done. They're looking for their third straight undefeated season that concludes with the dominant dominant state championship win. One thing that's a little different, though, is that Damascus's last two state titles have come at the 3A level. So the Hornets are now in search of making an impact at the 2A level, so adding a different trophy to their trophy cabinet, if you will. But the program's last loss came in the 2014 3A state championship against Franklin. This is a program, a group of players, and a community that is used to being in this spot and expects it. And so at this point, I really feel like this is a team that there shouldn't be too many nerves coming from the Damascus side of things.
Can't imagine.
Yeah.
How do they get there? We know the answer is they won all their games because that's what they do. But tell me a little bit more about what they did in winning all of their games.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much all their games were dominant this year, with the exception of one, which we'll get to. But the closest they came during the regular season to losing came against Watkins Mill and Seneca Valley. And those two teams didn't really get any close that close. They lost by 24 points. So it wasn't exactly, tight one there. However, they did get experience in that. After they beat Liberty 35-0 in the opening round, they squared off with Walkersville. They won that one 7-3.
This was the controversial.
Yeah, the controversial game, and we don't need to get into that too much. But this is a Walkersville. That Walkersville game is easily the most competitive the Hornets have played in a while, and it was played in front of about 6,000 people, which is just a huge crowd for a regular game, just a regular playoff game. So this is a group that's used to playing in front of a massive crowd, which you should obviously expect at a state final. I think that that's going to really help them here. It should really aid them. I don't know how experienced Gwen Park is in playing in front of massive crowds. It is a little different. How quickly they're able to adapt to that would definitely play into the outcome of this game. But Damascus should be able to roll in here, sort of know the environment, know what to expect, and be prepared.
All right. There's so many players to watch to talk about, including one whose name might sound familiar, because his brother plays football at Maryland and once upon a time scored, I believe, 7 touchdowns for Damascus in the state championship.
Yep, he's about as... Yeah, Jake Funk is who you're referencing there, but now we've got the younger one, Jordan Funk, who is part of this just beastly offensive line that they have here. Funk is going to Army to play, but they also have Michael Juergens, who's going to Wake Forest, and Matt Bettarelli, who hasn't decided where he's going yet, but he is a 3-year starter and is expected to play somewhere. That's 3 Division I players just along the offensive line.
That's not bad.
Yeah, it's not bad. I mean, for me, it's just Damascus this year, they've had a little trouble keeping their running backs healthy. A few different guys have gotten nicked up, banged up, so they've had different people in their personnel perspective from the running back position, but it just hasn't mattered. Damascus has rotated through all these guys, and it doesn't matter because they have this huge line that's creating all these holes for them to just be able to scamper through. So a lot of it for me comes down to these guys in the trenches. Are they going to be able to be as dominant as they have been against Gwen Park's front, which is very big and physical? It's going to be a very good test for them. But another guy who's sort of an ace in the hole, I feel like, for Damascus here is Brian Breeze. It helps to have him too. Tight end, defensive end. He's the top rated prospect in the country for the class of 2020. Oh. Yeah, not a bad guy to have sort of in your back pocket. And he's received offers from, I mean, just name them: Alabama, okay, Florida State, Michigan, Ohio State, Penn State. I believe you got all those offers, right?
Coming out of Perry Hall. Yeah, most of them.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, it's obviously he's a very talented guy. He's a sophomore this year. I'm very curious to see what sort of impact he has at the state championship level. I mean, when you're a high-level prospect like this, and all these programs want you, and all these programs are looking at you, they want to see how you're going to be able to respond in big situations. This is that moment for this kid. Let's see how he's able to do here. But they have a couple other great guys, too. Ben Locos, Gage Dickens. They have great running backs. They run a lot, much like Fort Hill, much like Walkersville. It's just a heavy running attack. So it's pretty simple. I think we all know what Damascus is going to do. They're going to run the ball behind their huge offensive line and Brian Breeze, and let's see if Gwen Park's able to stop him.
I just realized there's some irony about Jordan Funk playing at Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium this weekend before he goes to play at Army in the next 4 years. There's just some irony there.
A little irony, too, that the County Sports Zone in the Wikipedia is sponsored by the U.S. Army. So that's always been a little... Last year was a little strange when I had to deal with that.
All right, that's a look at Eric Wallach and his Hornets as they go for another state title. Now to the other side, look, there's another team that wants to win the state championship, and that, of course, from Prince George's County is Gwen Park. Tell me a little bit about them and how they got here.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people, I feel like, are going to look at this and see Damascus in there and just be like, oh, well, Damascus is going to win again. You cannot overlook Gwen Park here. This is a very talented group, very battle-tested. They might not have made the state championship consistently in the past, but this is a team that I think is going to be here to stay. They last made it in 2005, which is the last time that the team won the state championship, their lone state championship. So they've had success here before as a program, but they hadn't had double digit wins until 2013. So it had been a little while. They've been rebuilding a little bit here, but it looks like they've got everything humming and going well coming into this game. Their lone loss came in week four against CH Flowers, but otherwise they haven't lost. And for me, what's impressive is they've beaten six teams from a higher classification than them. And these aren't, you know, scrub, you know, higher level teams. Prince George's County football is very, very good. And they're going to have to, week in and week out, you're playing tough teams. So for me to be able to come out of there with six wins against higher competition in that county is something to hang your hat on. And then in the playoffs, it's been all about the defense. They beat Edmondson Westside 8-2. Then they were able to get past Hereford 43-0. And then they beat Hartford Tech, who we've talked about a lot on this show. Cinderella story. One thing that also might have gotten lost in the fold, a very dynamic offense that the Cobras had, held them to 9 points. 16-9, they were able to beat them. So for me, this is a team that it's defense. They're going to have to find a way to shut down Damascus, but they've been able to do it all year, so they'll have plenty of confidence going into that game.
Who are the players we need to know about as far as the Yellow Jackets are concerned?
Yeah, I'll start with Terrell Lindsay, the running back. They have a lot of guys that they like to hand the ball off to consistently. 3, 4, 5 guys will get the ball, but Lindsay's sort of been their go-to in big situations. He's expected to get the bulk of the carries in the state championship, and look for him to try to turn sort of nothing plays where a line might break down to try to still break it and turn it into a big play. He's been able to do that all year. That's definitely a huge part of their offense, is getting him going. So they're going to be trying to get the ball to him early and often. And that worked against Hartford Tech. He opened the scoring against the Cobras, and you know that they would love nothing more than to get him going early and to have him sort of be the first one to get a touchdown and then let the defense, you know, go after Damascus here. But another big part of this, and it's a part of the game that I feel like we don't highlight a lot here, they have a very good special teams guy here, Muhammad Mbai. Probably got that name wrong.
We'll go with
kicker
it.
And punter. He had an excellent game against Hartford Tech and was really a big reason why they were able to win. He pinned the Cobras inside their own area on numerous occasions, really asked a lot of that offense to be able to go the whole field. That's going to be big for Gwynn Park, winning the field position battle. And if Mbai is able to punt as well as he was, and he was able to convert a 24-yarder field goal attempt, they're going to be in good shape. And then finally, it's not a player, it's a unit, the defense. We talked about it before. They've allowed a little under 8.5 points per game, only 11 in the postseason. Damascus will be their toughest test. Can this physical defense combat Damascus's physical offense? It'll be great to watch.
Again, that is the fourth of the four state title games Saturday night for the 2A crown between, as we mentioned, a powerhouse program, a team that certainly knows a thing or two about winning state titles, Damascus and Gwynn Park. Wick, appreciate it as always, man. Steve Clendenin, our producer for Wick and Steve. I'm Glenn Clark. This has been High School Sports Line, powered by County Sports Zone on the Maryland News Network.